Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We've got an amazing episode like we do each and every week, but we really believe that you're going to align with this episode, be interested in the story of this episode, especially if you're coming from a different career into the short-term rental industry. This episode is going to be for you. But before we do that, Annette, what do we do each and every week?
We're going to do our STR Share Sunday. We're going to share your space. And today we have At the Cove Cabin. Again, that's At the Cove Cabin. And I really just want to go there right now. I know I say this all the time, but number one, location, location, location. Man, this place has a view. It's in North Carolina on a lake. And I just have to say, it's 560 square feet.
It's itty bitty.
Teeny tiny.
It's packed with a punch.
And here, this is what I love. In the Instagram description, it says teeny tiny, 560 square feet, but cozy. Boom, done. It gives you all the information right there. And it also gives you the date, 1962 waterfront cabin. Mm. I love that with these details, they are telling a really big story about what you're going to get. If you tell me it's from 1962, I know I can wrap my head around probably what the cabin's going to be. When you tell me 560 square feet, this is not take my whole entire family on vacation. This is maybe a solo trip or a couple's trip, you know, like this. They're telling you the story without having to tell you the whole story. And I like the hints of just giving you the date that it was built, giving you that square footage, transparency. We absolutely love that. And there's a couple other things they're very transparent about. It's steep there. It's slippery. So they're probably getting a lot of guest questions out of the way. It is a dry county. I love that they let their guests know that too. Like, hey, if you're wanting to have any beverages, you need to make sure that you're taking care of that way ahead of time. There's stuff like that that you know about your area, you know about your property. Don't assume your guests know anything or are even going to research it. So help them out. But mainly, I just love that the Cove Cabin is making it happen with their 560 square feet. And they have an amazing view packed in this small, teeny tiny, lovely property. and their Instagram's crushing it. So thanks for using our hashtag. And per usual, use the hashtag and we're going to share space here. But go give the Cove Cabin some love on Instagram, please.
Yes. And if you're new to us here, thanks for visiting. If you're just tuning in, we are so glad you found our podcast. And we promise you, if you go back to our previous episodes, you'll find a ton of great content. And then we are here every single week with more great content. And we share you, as long as you use that hashtag on Instagram, we'll share you not only on Instagram, but here in the podcast so that you can get more hosting friends DMing you, saying hi, and loving up on your space. But without further ado, we have another amazing episode this week. And it's actually one of our amazing team members. Taylor, welcome to our show.
Hi, guys.
Ooh, we're so excited.
Yeah. One of the number one questions that we get asked all the time is, how do you do it? How do you hire a team? How do you get a team that has the same ethos and attention to detail? Because if you know Sarah, I'm sure Taylor is, she's already shaking her head. Sarah has some next level attention to detail. But Sarah, why don't you start this episode out telling the story about the need for a team member? And also, listeners, I want you to know, alongside that number one thing is a lot of people do remote hosting. And they need boots on the ground. And so I want to have Sarah take us through the story of a property that is amazing. And we'll talk about it here and how she helps this property from afar with Taylor's unbelievable help.
Yeah. And I really don't want this episode to be too much about me and my story, but it does set up Taylor nicely and how we found her, how we work together. And what I really want to get out of Taylor today, just so listeners, you can prepare yourself for the content of this episode. But Taylor does not come from a property management background wholly. Like she came into this kind of maybe not really understanding what it might be. Obviously doesn't know what it's like to work with me and my systems. And so as much as I tried to explain that to her before we onboarded her, I thought that would be really great for you if you are not in this industry yet, just kind of a perspective from someone who's coming from a different background into this industry. Of course, what she's learned, her favorite parts, her least favorite parts, the adventures that she's already had. She's about to hit her year mark with us coming up soon. And I think it's just a great time to just check in with Taylor and share that check-in with all of you listening. So here's the story. I started my business in a brand new town, Columbus, Ohio, after moving from New York City. I moved from New York City to Columbus, took about a year and a half we bought our own real estate endeavors, got them set up for short-term rentals. And then I was like, well, shoot, I got to make some money while I'm here in town. What do I know? I know how to run short-term rentals. So I started a hosting company. And really, it started with the owners of this property. They had an urban rental and they're like, hey, we would love to transition from long-term to short-term. Could you help us with that? And they reached out to me on Instagram. I think they found me via I was using the geo tag on Instagram stories. And so if you're always wondering how to find clients, I'm telling you to show up on social media all the time and you will get people DMing you who want your services. And I ended up running their urban rental for a little over a year. And then COVID hit. And so they had to restructure what they were going to do. In the meantime, they also had gone to Bali for the summer. And I was not only managing their urban rental, but then they wanted, because they're going to be gone for, it was more than a month long. I think it was a couple months they were gone for to Bali. And they got inspired while they were there. But we rented out their personal home, which is a gorgeous home in downtown Columbus. And we just kind of helped them offset the cost of their travels by doing that. But when they were there, they were crazy inspired to create more of a vacation rental. So take their rental portfolio out of the urban market and into, we have an area here called Hocking Hills. And it's, you think of Ohio, you think of flat land, but there is this area in Ohio called Hocking Hills area. And there are amazing cliffs and waterfalls. And it's like, where am I? This is not Ohio. And they found a property there and they said, Sarah, we want you to help us here in Hocking Hills, which is about an hour away from where I'm at. And already my operations mind is like, how the heck am I going to get there fast if I don't live there, right? Like I can absolutely manage it, train the cleaners, figure things out. But when it comes to attending to guest needs or also just running my business here in Columbus and having to travel an hour, I knew I was going to need some help on the ground, but not just any help. I needed someone who really understands you know, my why, my mission, my vibe, marry that with the mission and vibe of the owners of the property, because they have a very dialed in brand. And so I went on the hunt for a property coordinator, a property inspector who could help me make sure that, you know, us, we always say trust but verify, make sure the cleaning team is delivering on my expectations, the owner's expectations, making the property, making sure the property is safe, making sure we're keeping up on maintenance, all those things. I went on a hunt, I interviewed a lot of people, and actually I found Taylor via a woman who answered an ad for a cleaning position. And I was talking with her and I was like, the things you were saying, I was pinpointing her more to be an inspector. She just had this attention to detail and I just love the way she spoke. She had this great customer service voice. But the more we connected, the more she realized this job probably wasn't going to be for her. But she said, but you need to meet my friend Taylor. And I was like, okay. And so I set up a call with Taylor. So I love that lesson too of like good people know good people. Mm-hmm. And especially people who can be really honest about once they learn more about the job, they say, you know what, this isn't a good fit for me in my life right now, but this person I think would be really well fitted, suited for you. And so that's when I met Taylor. So Taylor, I'm going to let you take this over now. So talk to us about your friend reaching out to you about this job opportunity and about that first interview. And yes, you can tell them about Nick's entrance into the interview.
Let's do this really, really quickly just to give the listeners some frame of reference.
Yeah.
Let's tell them how many people can sleep in this property, there's a pool, that there's a hot... Let's frame this up exactly what the enormity of this position too. So can you go through some of those property specific details really quick?
It is, it sleeps 18 people. Mm-hmm. There are 11 beds, is that right? Mm-hmm. 5.5 bathrooms. We had no idea how famous this property would become. I will say that, right? I knew I had something special in my hands. I knew I had clients who are very special because they love branding. They love the product. It's not just about making money on this investment. No. Mm-hmm. These owners are very much aligned with me in like creating an experience for our guests. So I just knew that like, they had the same high standards that I did, but it's a giant property. It's at this point, we had discovered a really cool feature of, and it's like, how do you discover a waterfall? Well, we did. We discovered a waterfall on this property. We made a small little creek situation in this like cliff into a semi-man-made, semi-natural waterfall experience. So, I mean, this is like that multifaceted.
It flows into a pool.
Yes.
Now. So there's a pool on property. There's several decks. There's a hot tub.
Yes.
There's a fire pit.
Yes.
There is a very long driveway. So
it's remote.
Yeah. I just want you to understand that there is, to get the scope of this property, because, you know, your property may not need as much attention, but when it's something to this scale, obviously you need as many hands on deck as possible. And it helps you to understand this property is also booked out for the next year and a half. So there are lots of reservations. There is a high occupancy. There is a rapid turnover. And so I just want to frame that up for them.
Well, too, listeners, if you're not driving, it's on Instagram. You can go to @thecliffs_HockingHills mm-hmm. If you want to really see this property.
That way, I think that'll help them understand.
It's epic.
It's epic. Yes. It's
another level.
It's a big deal.
Yes. So I was excited to sink my teeth in, but I knew I needed a partner down there. I needed someone who could help me just execute all the ideas and all the things mm-hmm. with this property. So Taylor, we'll change your name. I interviewed Stacy.
Okay.
And Stacy had a great synergy. She was applying to be a cleaner. And I was like, I love that you don't mind cleaning. You love cleaning. This actually might be good. But I'm also searching for this property coordinator role, this inspector role. Would you be interested? She says yes. She goes through some life stuff. She says, you know what, Sarah? I'm not the right fit, but you should meet my friend Taylor. So there's also this conversation going on where she's talking to you. So mm-hmm. can you bring us in there?
Yeah, what did you think was going
to happen? Tie in where you were coming from, where you've been, your life experience, and then bring us to the interview.
Okay, so my friend Stacy was actually my roommate at the time, and she was going through some life changes and making big decisions, and ultimately decided she just didn't have the time and energy to put forth towards this big goal. She was looking for more of like a cleaner position where it's like, you go, you do your job, and then you leave and you don't have to think about things, which is totally okay. some people's personalities are more fit for that. But as I was talking to her about this like potential job, I was like, gosh, you're crazy. Why would you not take that job? Like that sounds like one, so much fun. And two, like something that you and I would both be good at. We are very similar people. And she's like, well, why don't you just do it? And I'm like, girl, like that's not how things work. You can't just like give away your job. So Stacy ultimately let Sarah know she wasn't going to be moving forward and did recommend me. But then I was like, okay, thinking about it. But first, let's backtrack. I, at the time, was a stay-at-home mom for 4 years. Being in Hocking Hills in southeastern Ohio, the job opportunities are not very
robust.
Yeah, robust. Not a lot of different things to do. So I actually stole Sarah's email from Stacy and wrote up why Sarah should consider me for the position. And finally, Sarah answered me and was like, okay, sure. Yeah. Like let's have a Zoom meeting. Shout out to Nick for, for crawling on the back in the background on the floor during Zoom meeting.
You guys, it was COVID, listeners. It was COVID. And of course, we're all doing things on Zoom because otherwise I would have, you know, that's me in person. We're only an hour away. Like we could have met halfway. I would have gone down to Hocking Hills. Anyway, so we're in Zoom and Nick and I also had left our apartment and also gave up our office. And we were working from a 500 square, we are still working from a 500 square foot apartment. And I was on Zoom and he had to go out this one door. And he doesn't just like walk in the background like a normal human being. Like Taylor would have understood, it would have been fine. He does like military crawl style on the floor, which Taylor could very much see as I'm trying to conduct this like professional first impression interview.
Nick is classic. Nick. Everyone, if listeners, you need to meet Nick. We need to have him back.
We love
him. Yeah, he's so good.
Okay, Nick makes an appearance, but we're interviewing.
Yes. So Sarah is game face 100%, gives off no knowledge. I have no idea whether or not I'm going to get this job. And then she leaves me hanging for like 5 days. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that didn't work out. I still to this day don't know if she was bluffing or not when she was like, I have other people, like I have it to interview and I'm going to let you know. So I was like, oh gosh. Okay. Anyways, so fast forward to the call. She called me, let me know that she would like me to come to the property and learn a little bit more about the job. So the job that I originally heard about was the inspector position. So as a property inspector, which I had never heard of before, it's essentially another layer on top of the cleaning team to make sure that the guest experience is 100%. Like every single throw pillow, every handle to sink, every towel is folded the same exact way every single time. Everything is in its place and the cleaners did a great job. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll be there. Originally, I think we thought it would be like for an hour or two.
Yeah.
And she's like, even if we don't have any bookings that month, I'll still like pay you for two turnovers.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, like totally went into this not knowing what this would turn into. So I was actually with the Cliffs for the first paying guest after renovations, which is great because I've got to see it completely transform in less than a year, which is not the norm. That's not typical. But it has been a very fast-paced learning environment. And I've always considered myself like a people pleaser or like quote unquote a fixer, which a lot of people attribute like negatively. But I think in this industry, it's so positive because those are some of my personality traits and I get direct like reward from that. So if you do consider yourself those things, just apply it to your day-to-day life. Like there's things for everyone. I just think it's cool how you can turn something like that into a positive just by finding the right thing for you.
The right fit,
yeah,
for sure.
So previously I had only worked, prior to having my children and being a stay-at-home mom, I had worked as a caretaker at a nursing home. I managed a department store and I had done a lot of volunteer work and helped foster families that ended up with more children because of siblings than they originally signed up for. So I'd go help them cook and clean. And so I had a little bit of like cleaning experience with my volunteer work and whatnot, but I did not have property management experience whatsoever. Sarah took a chance on me, but I think our personalities just aligned because it's worked out, right?
It's very well. Yes. Okay. So number one, there's a few good tidbits in there about listeners. If you are looking to find a tailor or you want to be the tailor, right? So the one thing that you can be honest, correct me if I'm wrong, but the one thing I try to share with Taylor during the interview process and during like our first, you know, trial process of inviting her to the property was with property management, especially of these individual homes, it's not like a hotel where I can guarantee you what your day-to-day experience is going to be like.
Yes.
The off chance of like an unruly guest or like a guest who really had a lot of fun in the room, like those are things that like kind of surprise you on the day-to-day in a hotel. But here it's like, you have no idea how one product, one home is going to perform, become any of those things, because it's just, there's so many variables, location, owners, the property itself, the people who run it, right? It's just, it's unknown. So I was like, you know, it's like we started out doing one thing where we thought you'd be there for an hour or two mm-hmm. to now it's like Taylor is integral from the time a guest checks out until the time a guest checks in, and she helps us with stuff in between the lines there. So the flexibility on my end of needing someone who'd be cool with ebbing and flowing and being flexible with it. Was that a scary part for you, Taylor? Was that exciting to you?
Not scary at all. It was exciting because I knew you wouldn't allow me to do anything that you didn't trust me to do. And if you knew that I could do it, then I could do it. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I jumped in when you already had systems. So I didn't have to create my own systems. You had these things in place and I just had to reinforce those. So that is kind of like a cheat sheet for me that made my job a lot easier. But at the beginning, I wasn't going to be doing like guest relations, taking phone calls for the property, going out if there was, say, a water leak or the guest put, we have pop drains.
And do.
People don't understand that you just have to like push on them.
In the sink, listeners, yeah. There's like those drains.
Where,
like,
I don't even know what a pop drain is.
Yeah, you can like to plug the sink up. So you can like, if you want to create a pool of water in your sink, you just pop it down.
It doesn't have the thing behind it.
No.
No.
It's like less hardware, right? It's mm-hmm. But some guests don't.
I wouldn't know. Never heard. I
don't see that or get that. So we'll have like, your tub's not draining. And it's like, no, it's draining.
I just have an arm's length, but I'm going to go through some of the things I know for a fact that have happened. I know there's been trees down. Mm-hmm. There's been hot tubs not working. There's been jewelry lost in the pool. There has been dishwashers because there's multiple dishwashers on property. There's been snow to plow. There's been, this is for me just hearing Voxers. And if you don't know what Voxer is, it's an app that I know Sarah and Taylor are glued to communicating. But could you ever have imagined all of the things that have popped up, including the pop drains over the last year of like incidents and questions? And what, like, is every single day absolutely different?
Every single day is 100% different. And there is no way to predict what will happen day to day. On top of that, we've had a water leak in the basement. Actually, there's two separate basements where there was an addition added on later. And each basement had a leak at different times.
Not funny, but...
it's just one of those things that happen. And luckily, we now have rugs that are suitable to wash. But originally, we did not. And that's something that I had to go and just figure out how to handle while also having these like frustrated guests and dealing with them because I'm the only person on the ground there face-to-face with them. And so that's where a lot of my like customer service background came in beneficial because I was dealing with pretty angry people, not all of the time, but some of them have been less than pleased, which is understandable, but you just have to handle it. Like, I don't know. It's just a personality you have to have you have to be like quote unquote people pleaser mm-hmm. because these people are paying you or paying somebody for a service and they want to be they want a delivery and you are the face. So you have to deliver. And yes. I think that I do pretty good at that.
Oh, people love Taylor. And I will say this, listeners, here's the deal. This property was gone through many variations of what it is today, but it was a renovation, right? And even with new builds, so actually I have a new build property right now, and we are still working with the darn builder to attend to these issues to make it right. With the renovation, you know, you can do as much as you can to make it a great guest experience, but again, we're taking out that aspect of like a hotel, and even in a hotel, Nettie, you and I stayed at a hotel in Nashville that had a water issue. We couldn't use the elevators.
We had to go to the back of the house.
We had to literally go behind the front desk. And this is a high-end hotel. Behind the front desk into like where they have all their linens folded, all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Go up the service elevator to get to our... Yeah, mm-hmm. Listeners, it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens. It's how you handle it. And that's what Taylor and I work together on all the time is, okay, let's assess the situation. How can we make these guests, first and foremost, are they safe? How can we be there both in voice, in email, in person to make sure they know that they are, you know, they're heard and seen and we are listening to their concerns and we'll make it right no matter what it takes. Mm-hmm. So there's just those variations. And as a property manager, as a host, those are things you're going to have to face. I don't care where you're working.
And that's where you need to be honest if you are hiring a team member to help you. You do not want to sugarcoat.
No.
Because I'm sure you've seen your fair share of fun things post-stay. I think most listeners can of the fun finds after the stay. But I think being honest, do you feel though going into it, did you understand a vacation rental, a short-term rental, how much attention to detail needed to be?
I think I did only because Sarah stressed it so much.
No,
she was
that's
like,
good.
That just to be clear, we're both OCD, right? Like we're doing this and we're doing this exactly the same way every time. And it like, this is how I work and I hope you too. Mm-hmm. Like it, and luckily, like I am also super like particular, like our personalities just align great. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was so interested in the inspector role because you're going in and you're making sure the pillows are fluffed properly and the seams are on the tops of the pillows and not on the side of the pillow or diagonal on a pillow. Like we just want to give them like an Instagram experience,
right.
Is how I've explained it to some of the newer cleaners. Like what they're seeing on the Cliff's feed is what they're going to get when they walk in the door. Mm-hmm. And we always refer back to pictures. We always are checking with the owners. Is this what you want? Is this what this is supposed to look like? This got a spill on it. What can we do to replace this? Like, we're always making sure it's 110%. There is no less that is delivered ever.
Yes. Nice. Yes. And here's the thing. And I don't know if you're there, Taylor, for this part, but we have some new, we had another team of cleaners to help us with this epic property. And I was trying to explain to them like how you do anything is how you do everything. So is a guest going to have a less great experience because the pillow seam is exposed and not, you know, hidden? No. But if I can get my team to dial in on those details, mm-hmm. they'll more likely see other bigger details that will affect the guest stay and or just have that conditioning of just being dialed into like every component of what we see, do, interact within a property. Taylor, so I know that like you were, you know, Stacy had shared with you, this isn't, you're going to inspect, you're going to make sure the pillows are this way and that. And, you know, within the first month, we had some guest stays. Mm-hmm. We even had maybe some kiddos maybe going to the bathroom where they shouldn't go to the bathroom.
So this story is a doozy.
Well, you know, maybe we don't dial in on the exact story, but what I want to share with you is like, it's so far beyond fluffing pillows, right?
Oh,
you
yes.
are getting to see that like, yes, fluffing pillows is kind of what drew you in. And as much as I try to explain to you, like anything can happen mm-hmm. during a guest stay, why the heck are you still here? Like what, through all of that, through the downed trees, the hot tub antics, the hot tub sometimes not working, the wildlife that's out there, like, right? Like, because we are in the middle of...
Oh, yeah. One time I had to rescue a cat from the cliffs.
A cat, and take we've it to had a foster. Salamanders, we've had...
A snake, frogs.
Yes.
Inside yes. the basement.
Yes, they find their way in. I don't care how fancy your property is. So why are you still here, right? Like, it's so beyond fluffing the pillow. What about it continues to keep you interested and curious mm-hmm. and wanting to grow
That's a great question. So I think it's just I thrive in a fast-paced environment and the chaos of it is really rewarding. It's like if, and like I said, I'm a people pleaser. Like if I go and there's a flood in the basement and these people are really frustrated and I can do all I can to make these people less frustrated and happy, and then I see that worked, I feel directly like, what's the word?
Rewarded.
Impact.
Immediate
gratification.
Immediate gratification that what I enjoy doing worked. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, obviously, you have people that you can't please.
Right.
But honestly, I have experienced a greater percentage of people that I can please because I work hard to do it.
Right.
But it is chaotic. And I did not know that I was going to be getting into some of the situations I've gotten into.
And every guest wants to check in early because they want to get their stay started.
Yeah.
Which we don't allow.
You can't. You don't have time.
We can't. We literally cannot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the owners are like, we won't come till 4, we know.
Yeah, because like, you just can't.
So, needless to say, I Voxer Sarah, which Voxer, Annette touched on, is a walkie-talkie app. Takes so much time out of texting.
Mm-hmm.
So valuable.
Yeah, we listeners, if you do not use the... We'll connect to it in our show notes. It really is a life game changer, especially for your team. If you need to have snap things that get done, and if you only are using Voxer with a very select group, you know when that alert goes off, mm-hmm. I got to answer that.
Yeah,
so.
Because I am answering phone calls and text messages and emails for this property too. So I'm not, also I have children. I have personal phone calls, personal text messages coming in. I don't have time while we're doing turnover to check every single message. Mm-hmm. So that Voxer notification, I'm like, boom, work-related. I know it's work-related. Have to answer. What if something's going on? It's wonderful. Highly recommend.
I know we're going to get this question. I just answered it 2 days ago on Instagram. Everybody wants to know. All right, I want a tailor on my team. This is their number one. How do you pay them? Are they on the clock 24/7? What are their hours? What are their days off? Let's talk about that because it would be a disservice to this episode to not chat about it because that is the thing. This is not a, hey, Taylor mentioned 4 hours from start to finish the clean. Well, no. All the other work happens outside mm-hmm. of those 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So let's talk to our listeners about that because I did it historically too, did more of a day rate type versus hourly. So let's talk about that relationship and hashing that out about the hours and then the pay associated with that. We have to share that.
But yes, okay. So here's the deal too. I hope, listeners, that I come across as like, yes, we have experiences, we have knowledge and know-how, but a lot of this is trial and error, learning as we go. And what I had told Taylor the job would be at the beginning is not what it is now. Mm-hmm. And that's for two things. Number one, we didn't know how the property was going to become insta-famous. It is famous.
Like, right. Mm-hmm.
We are booked out forever and always, and our email list is humongous and it's just awesome. So we didn't know that. And I didn't know how awesome Taylor was going to be and how much synergy we would have. And so I feel like every month I was like, okay, can you help me with this? Mm-hmm. Can you help me with this? Layer it on and also come back and check with Taylor. How are you feeling with that? Are you still happy? Like, can I make this easier, better? What do you need more money? Like what can we do to like, yes, I've got a budget and I've got to keep myself mm-hmm. in business, but
right.
I also know the value of a tailor and I want to keep that good synergy going. So I'll admit first, it's like, we can share how we pay Taylor. We won't share what we pay her because that's not fair to Taylor, to disclose her financials on the air here, but I want to share that there's so many ways to do it.
Yes. And this is what's so cool. Sarah and I talk about this all the time. Like the short-term rental market is such a choose your own adventure.
Yes.
Especially when you're building out your team. But we want to tell you how this particular relationship works
yes.
and what works well for them. So let's go through it.
I will say that I've got a team in Columbus, Ohio, because we've got a lot of properties all over downtown. And then I've got, you know, the Hocking Hills property. And so with my inspectors or my hosts here in the city, it's more of a salary situation, or you could break that down hourly because it's just a different structure. It's a different, mm-hmm. you know, situation. With Taylor, it actually used to be per turn. Mm-hmm. We kept layering things on. So then it was like, okay, you make this per turn. But then I was like, she's helping me with phone calls and emails, which those don't happen during turnovers. They happen whenever they want to happen. Mm-hmm. So we talked about a stipend for that, like just like a flat fee for like the month
right.
to do that. And then that was like, okay, now it was becoming so like, almost not tit for tat, but so like hard to
manage it.
Right? I don't remember who brought it up first, but we were like, okay, what do you need to be happy? You know, she wanted like stability, knowing what to expect. Some months we have this many turns. Some months we have this many turns.
Yeah, like August for us, we have like so many one night stays, which we don't have. Ooh, that's a good thing to say is we do have a two night minimum. However, if there was what we refer to as an orphan night, which is if somebody books Monday, Tuesday, and somebody books Thursday, Friday, our property is so popular that people are willing to pay for that one night where they don't even get 24 hours.
Yes.
So we literally have every single day, every day. August is going to be crazy for us, but then we have some people that book 10-day stays. Mm-hmm. So then I wasn't working for 10 days on site. I was still doing calls. I was still doing emails. So then it just became just hard to dial in because there's 10 days with no stipend or no
turnover.
Yeah, whatever.
And that is common unless you're in a true vacation rental city where it's Saturday to Saturday or Sunday to Sunday mm-hmm. and summertime is 7-day mm-hmm. minimums. You're going to have this in your whatever town that you're in. And so just to recap, Sarah, they had a flat rate that was for those turnover days and then layered on those ancillary tasks like answering on guest interactions, reservations, being on call if someone has questions. That was more, were you doing that hourly or you were doing that per like?
We were doing like monthly.
A monthly.
Yeah. Just, at the end of the month, I would invoice and just say, I did this.
Right. And that's what it is. I did this. That's how, like, it's very hard to say because let's say your guest has a question. It might take 2 minutes one day. Mm-hmm. It may take 25 minutes because you're researching. Yeah. You may be, someone's asking a question on an app. Someone's actually calling and you're talking to them. It may be 9 to 5. Taylor's a mom. It might be 10 to 2, which would be great for her. Or some people have those questions at night. It's all over the board. And that's something when you're hiring somebody too, I think you need to be generous in that mm-hmm. of A, letting them know that. And then B, when you're thinking about what the compensation is going to be, remember how flexible mm-hmm. they are mm-hmm. in, with their own personal lives and their mm-hmm. schedules to help you with that. That's where I think you need to be extremely sensitive and think about that. Because Sarah and I get people all the time, like they might have co-hosts and I feel like they pay them like nothing, honestly. It's like this, like, yeah, we're like, so not aligned with that. Be aware of how important that team member is and them, you know, responding to those mm-hmm. guests. But I do love it. I think that's a fair way to do it. Listeners, if you have, for instance, I had someone that helped me with turnovers and then with guest relations too. And those were, again, two different rates. Like when you're there actually doing the turnovers, that was a different mm-hmm. payment versus just helping out with guest interactions. But the cool thing is exactly what Sarah said, making sure that you and your team are in alignment and you talk those out of like, hey, what is fair? How are you going to feel like you're taken care of here in this situation? But that's what's cool. If you can figure out what works best for both parties. So it's a win. It's a win-win.
I don't know, Taylor, if you appreciated this as much as I did, but just working with again, every property is unique, but this one is particularly unique. Where like what we start out beginning with payment, like, and where we are, I see it like a lot today. I don't know why I'm doing that, but to where we are now, what Taylor and I did was we took the past 10 months together. Mm-hmm. We're almost at a year here. And we took an average mm-hmm. of kind of what she was bringing home. And then Taylor looked at what she would like to bring home because mm-hmm. she was also balancing other part-time jobs. I'd love to like have Taylor grow alongside us. Our brand. And so I said, what would excite you? And so we kind of worked that out and figured out what would keep Taylor excited to work up every day. And I made sure that aligned with what I can afford. Mm-hmm. There is also, and Taylor and I've had this conversation, there is a market for right. this job too, mm-hmm. right? Like I'd love to pay you know,
right,
all the monies in the world, but then I won't be in business. Yeah. And then, you know what I mean? Then this is done. So like, it's got to have that sweet spot. And yeah. it exists. And you just have to have an open conversation. Especially, and this is for listeners, if you're in a new market and with a crazy property, if you've got this figured out and dialed in, chat with me 5 years from now, and I would know exactly what to do, how to do it in these different properties. But you've got, sometimes you just got people stress about like, well, how do you do this? What's the exact formula? And sometimes it's just working it out.
I don't think there ever will be an exact formula because there are so many variables, such as you can't really do it yourself. You're an hour away. You can't get there on a 5-minute mm-hmm. basis. So that adds value to me. How yes. far are you? How willing am I to go at 2 a.m.?
That was going to be my question. Has that happened? And is there something different for like, do you have a different pay structure if it's a holiday or if it's a 2 a.m. call? What does that, do you have any of that? Like, let's do like holiday/emergency pay. Has that been discussed or has that happened?
So actually, yes. When I was doing per turn, mm-hmm. there was one holiday, which we usually don't, we don't allow check-ins or outs on mm-hmm. holidays.
Yes.
But I was allowed to set my own price. So whether you want to be the tailor or you are looking for a tailor, I think you just have to be willing to discuss finances, which I know is a huge turnoff to so many people. We don't want to talk about that. We're afraid to ask because we're afraid to get fired. Like we're afraid to be replaced. But once you establish that there is value in this position, let whoever know what you need for it to be fair. And if you're looking for a tailor, be fair. Like Sarah has been more than fair with me and showed me that there is value in what I do. And we have come to a great place just because she's not trying to get all of the work for the least amount of money. I think that's important.
For sure.
Something else to point out too is legalities here. And I've shared this with Taylor from day one. Taylor is an independent contractor right now. We are, once we understand what this, so the property is an hour away and I didn't know how my business was going to be structured an hour away, right? So it's very different. My team here in Columbus couldn't, again, like I can't truly give their 100% to a property that's an hour away. So I needed to almost have like a new branch of our business. So I needed to hire maybe not a full-time employee or a part-time employee, but I needed to figure out what this looks like. And so Taylor knows that. So Taylor has insurance. Mm-hmm. I've explained to her that essentially Taylor is her own business. Mm-hmm. Now there are other things we can agree to, but especially when it comes to payment, I can't tell Taylor what I'm going to pay her, right? I can tell her what we can discuss it and come to an agreement, but essentially Taylor is her own thing. Like mm-hmm. she has to agree to things that are needed to the property. And then she can also send her own schedule. She has to be able to set her own schedule. She has to meet the turns when they happen. Mm-hmm. Like that has to be part of the job. But some days she drops her kids off at this certain time and then she shows up. She gets the job done, I guess is what I'm going to say. Like there mm-hmm. is a level of ownership in what Taylor does. And if and when we do go to an employer relationship, I think Kayla will be confident knowing that that flexibility, that understanding of like, she understands my life, I understand hers, that respect mm-hmm. will continue on as we grow and develop this role. But actually, I think the holiday one was like, we had some cancellation or something happened where like, I think it was Memorial Day, I don't know what holiday it was, but I was like, I asked the team, are you available? I'm not going to like, if we don't have a team yeah. for it, if they're not available, I can't take the reservation. I can't take the reservation. Mm-hmm. And so I checked in. I was like, would you guys be willing to do this? If so, what's the price?
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that one. I was thinking of Christmas Day.
Oh,
did we end up doing
there was,
that?
No, we couldn't find anybody to plow snow. So I was like, come on. I got my husband. I was like, come on, man, we're going to go out. And we had a flight to catch to Nashville
yes.
in 3 hours, but this needed done. Nobody else was available. I had to do it. So I was like, all right, Sarah, I think I charged time and a half. I just Googled what is like a regular holiday pay. And I charged time and a half what the regular snowplow guy
yeah.
charged. Yeah. So even when you have to do weird things,
yes,
like plowing snow, we were contracting out for that. We were hiring
yes.
for that, but nobody wanted to do it on Christmas Day. No yes. businesses were available. So yes. because I'm a people pleaser and because I did not want these people to have to tread through, I mean, it was like feet of snow.
We got dumped
It was literally like...
We got dumped on.
Yeah. Oof.
We figured it out.
Yeah. So my husband and I went out yeah. and Sarah also paid my husband to...
No, that's the reality for yeah. sure is that especially that the property that you're helping with. It's
there's a lot of variables.
You need a second set of hands to help you make sure you get stuff done.
Yeah, and when the tree fell down.
The guy kept saying he was going to come or something. Never didn't come, or I don't know.
The guests were trapped in the lodge because the tree fell across
they
the driveway.
Pull their car. Yes.
They couldn't get out. So that was tragic.
Yeah, but you're being honest, and so our listeners know, like, this is the stuff that happens.
Yes. Luckily, my husband has done tree work before, and he had a chainsaw.
So. Yes. Which, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, number one, I'm attuning Taylor to, like, I love that Taylor's a people pleaser, but she's only as good as her confidence will let her go. And I just remind her constantly, just, I appreciate you. I value you. I am, you know, it would be hard pressed to figure this out with someone else, you know, and I just want to be that same for her. So there's things
you 100% are. I think I was talking to the Kimballs, the owners of the Cliffs, and they were like, thank you so much for your hard work. And I was like, this is so strange to have an employer that genuinely appreciates you. And I was talking to the maintenance team that we have, and they were saying the same thing. So I feel like there are more Sarahs out there. Like,
no,
this
for sure.
exists. Go find it, because I feel appreciated every single day. I feel taken care of every single day. Like, if I need anything, like, such as my kids are sick, that's a day off. And I wanted to touch on this as well. I don't have a scheduled day off. Mm-hmm. I answer calls Sundays. I answer calls Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. When Sarah or the team here in Columbus misses a Columbus call, I answer that call too. We just, like, we help each other. And if my child is sick, I get coverage by one of the Columbus team members. Mm-hmm. So there really are no quote unquote days off for this role, because it is technically part-time, but also it's part-time, but anytime. That's what I can refer to it as.
Actually, we're hiring right now for our local market. And I'm gonna say it's part-time, but anytime.
No, it's part-time and all the time.
Yeah.
but here's the deal.
That's actually really good.
I was gonna say, but I hope this is true too. I hope, Taylor, listeners, you can check that what we're saying is, now we have a third party who is verifying what we share with you all. But when Taylor does go on vacation, I try, and any of my team here in Columbus, turn off the apps, turn off the things, all the dings. We know when they're gone on vacation, or they just need a mental health day where, like, they may never have gotten a call that day, but they sure as heck can't get a call that day if they were to come through. So we got you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The mental health component of this business, and that being, and it's still something I'm working through as we build what our business here looks like and the team members that we have. It's ever changing. And just know that, listeners, as you build yours out too, that it is going to be this thing that you have to just kind of finesse into place and then continue to finesse. But I hope, you know, you have that too for yourself, where, like, you can go unplug and hang out with your kiddos and not feel like you're missing a call from a guest.
For sure.
Yeah, that something's happening and you're not there for it.
And anytime I have gone on vacation or left for a few days and somebody was covering me, Sarah was like, I got it. You don't have to worry about it. If I need you, I'll call you. Turn off your Voxer. Like, it's fine. My personality is, I'll be snooping in the background. Just in case there's a fire we need to put out or something. But it is healthy to unplug and take some time to where you don't have to worry about your phone, or if you're missing a call, or if the basement's flooded, or if the hot tub is not working, not heating. Like, to pass that off, to be able to pass that off to somebody else. So with that being said, it's important to have a list of what I do, which we use Breezeway, like a checklist. Every single day I check off that, yes, I checked that the silverware drawer was appropriately organized. Yes, I checked that there are fire starters underneath the sink. Mm-hmm. Yes, I checked that the kitchen chairs are all clean and spaced equally. Like, every single thing I do, down to I place the orders and receive the packages for this property to my personal house, and I deliver them. And if I'm receiving packages, I have to communicate to the person that's covering me that there will be packages here this day. You have to come pick those up before you go to the property. So just open communication, I think, for this position is super important.
Also, this too, we're going through a growth spurt right now. So, Nettie included, like, we are pretty much on 24/7, 365. But for example, I wanted to go have an impromptu trip to see my dad for his birthday. And my team met me with the same courtesy that I try to give them of like, I knew that I could turn my phone off and just unplug for a couple of days. And they would help me just be with my family because it is the job is so darn flexible, but it's also all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's part-time, but anytime.
Part-time, but we need to have quote. A t-shirt.
Yeah. But you can make a shirt.
Yeah. So good.
Anything else, Eddie, that we haven't touched on?
No, I just think that you, as me kind of being the ancillary in this conversation is listeners, you can find an amazing, amazing person. You have to be willing to look for them, to put the search out. And when you find that person, just like Taylor said, give them clear communication, like help them, give them any and all the tools that you can. But you got to have a team because stuff is going to happen. You can try to do it all on your own. But
and this is with one property where it's that remote component, but it's also the size, the popularity, the schedule. I mean, and especially if you're trying to grow your short-term rental business, whatever that means for you listeners, it's nice to have someone do those day-to-day activities that are so important, are the backbone to you growing while you're working on growth aspects of your business.
Or you're working your full-time job.
Sure.
It's your vacation rental.
Yes.
You've got to have a team.
And I'll say too, not with Taylor, but our Columbus team, we've gone through people who have tried it out. And as much as I do all these amazing things with Taylor, it has not worked for those team members. Mm-hmm. And that does not mean that you're not doing something right, that they're not doing something right. This is a special industry, a special job. And it just doesn't always work as wonderful as this as it has with Taylor.
And to touch on that, I just want to disclose that I do not have a college degree. I did not specialize in this area at all. It's more of a personality that you have to look for, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Sarah found Stacy on Indeed.com. Open your mind to different personality types and different education levels because I love what I do. And I think a lot of people that have gone to school for, let's say,
hospitality
or business management or whatever, might not have the same personality and the same work ethic as, I just think it's more of a personality than a qualification situation.
I agree.
Yes. And that's a whole other podcast episode that we could actually get someone on here. But it's less of looking at that resume and more of, I even feel like we did this in our interview, but like throwing things at you. What if this happened? What would you do? Mm-hmm. How would you feel if this happened?
You did do this.
Because I just know that it's just, this job is not real. It's very real, but it's just not common. And I want to prepare people to be mentally ready to literally like, it's like you're always on your toes, but that excites you,
right?
Your personality. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Taylor, that you think our listeners, whether they are looking for a tailor or they want to be a tailor, need to know about your life or your experience thus far?
No, I don't think so. I think we touched on everything.
Where do you maybe see this going for yourself in the next, let's just say, 3 years? Like, are you cool just being like what you do while your boys grow up? Are you looking to, because this property, this brand is growing, not just the management side, but the property itself is expanding. So ideally, I told Taylor to be honest on this podcast that you could really get the most out of this interview. But where do you see yourself? What do you hope happens?
100%. I see myself with the Cliffs. I have fallen in love with this property, with the people, obviously with the property. I mean, who wouldn't love it? but the people I work with, Sarah, in meeting Sarah, I've then met Annette and been involved in the Thanks for Visiting Nesters and Stay a While side, but also, and I would love to stay with that as well, but with the Cliffs, I am in Hocking Hills. I live there, and to see something so great coming to my area, just, I would love to, long term, I would love for my kids to have jobs as maintenance for the Cliffs. Like, I'm invested in the Cliffs, for sure.
Love it. That's where we'll go. I'm invested.
Yeah.
That's where we'll leave that one. Well, so listeners, if you are listening to this, we also changed Taylor's name because we do not want you poaching her. Just joking. Like, everyone's like, she's in the Hocking Hills. You're going to be like, give her going to be knocking on your hands off because we can
We can hurt some people.
I'm very loyal. Just, I will say.
We are not hurting people. Wait a minute.
I'm hurting them for you.
Oh, okay. Nanny's our bouncer.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Taylor, if someone wanted to reach out to you and ask you questions about the position or about working with a company, would you be open to that? And if so, how should they reach out to you?
My email is taylor@stayawhilehostingco.com. That's a really quick way to reach me. That would probably be the best way.
Okay. Awesome. Great.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Taylor's open to it. You know, when she's got time. She is raising two incredible baby boys and she's got a hardworking hubby and she's taking care of the most epic property here in Ohio. Listeners, thank you as always for tuning in. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.